Hello and welcome to Boring Beige Box, the weekly podcast about retro computing. I'm your host, Matt Wilson. If you like to hack away at your autoexec.bat or config.sys files just so you can play King's Quest or Ultima, you're at the right place. From 2400 baud modems to IBM PS1s, to Monkey Island 2, to the Sierra Network, we cover it all if it happened in the 80s and 90s. So clean out that garage, pull out that old boring beige box, and let's have some fun. Welcome to episode number 18, or show 18, for Friday, March 2nd, 2007. Today's topic, the Might and Magic RPG series. Welcome, everyone. It is great to have you back again for another episode of Boring Beige Box. Glad you could join us. You can check us out online at www.boringbeigebox.com. I've also reinstated or restored our original forums, and that was forums.boringbeigebox.com. That was the original forums that we had set up, and all the accounts are still active. And I tried to use the vanilla software package for bulletin board systems, but it just didn't work out. And I found that PHP BB just works a lot better. So I would check that out at forums.boringbeigebox.com. Sign up. There's a lot of old threads on there. A lot of people had some great reminiscence of or stories of the old days and some of the systems they had. So I would check that out. We do have some someone emailed me in, and I'm going to pull that up real quick. I had for the first time in a long time, someone sent in an email, and I think it's just, you know, because I haven't been doing the show for a while that, you know, finally now getting some response just from starting the show back up. But I got an email from, let me bring it up and I will read it to you here. A person, I don't know if they are female or male, but their name is Kisho. I hope that I pronounced that right. Kisho Katomosumi. And that is K-I-S-H-O, is the person's name. They say, hello, I'm a long-time listener of your show, Boring Beige Box. It is an excellent show, and keep the content coming. Thank you. I recently found the live show, which I was when I was searching the podcast/netcast directory on the iTunes Store. I checked it out and got caught up. I missed the last live show, but I'm hoping to catch the live show tonight. I do feel that that you should do like Leo and Amber do on Net at Night when they have the TalkShoe version on the TalkShoe site, but have a cleaned up, edited, high quality version of the podcast Netcast downloads. And he says he registered on the forums. Thank you for sending that in. Now it looks like this was sent in by Daniel. Daniel Hochbold is a listener of the show, and it looks like that they sent that in. I don't know if that is if it's a real person or if Daniel just had an alternate personality in sending that in. But anyway, because the email address says danielhochbold@gmail.com on behalf of Kisho Katamasumi. So I don't know. Well, hopefully that was a new person. So anyway, yes, we have done. We are doing a live show. I know there's a lot of people out there that listen, and they don't write in, and that's fine, no problem. And I appreciate you listening. But it would be nice every once in a while to get an email, or either just to jump on the forums and post and start a new thread and discuss some retro computing information. But I definitely appreciate people that do write in, and it's keeps me going. So, all right, let's get started. Like I said, there is a live version of the show. I usually do it on Thursday nights. I missed it this past Thursday. I had a show set up, but I was 30 minutes late. I had an issue going on, so I wasn't able to make it right away. But I am going to be trying to do that on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time. So check out TalkShoe.com, www.TalkShoe.com. And I think that you will enjoy that. It's pretty much like a live radio show podcast with a chat room. Pretty cool setup, pretty cool feature. So, all right, let's get started. I want to talk today about the Might and Magic role-playing game series. Excuse me. This is a series that goes back into the 80s, started in the mid-80s by a company called New World Computing. Jan van Kenegem, I think, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, really created this series. And for me, my first experience with the Might and Magic series started with the first game, Might and Magic, back on the Sega Genesis. And I remember my brother had gotten a Sega Genesis for Christmas, and I wanted to, I had some money, and I was like, this is a great new system. You know, it was the best thing that we had since the regular Nintendo, and I didn't have anything, you know, I didn't have a Super Nintendo, or it had not come out yet, I don't even think, and I didn't have a computer. So the coolest thing at the time that I found was Might and Magic for any role-playing games, for anything, any kind of system, was just incredible to me. So I'd really gotten into some of the basic RPGs that were on the Nintendo system, original Nintendo system, but finding Might and Magic for the Sega Genesis was like striking gold, because it was an incredible RPG. There's two RPGs that I loved for Sega Genesis, and that was Rings of Power, which is an incredible RPG, console RPG, but has a lot of PC, you know, like it's a lot of computer elements to it. Might and Magic for the Sega Genesis was actually released as Might and Magic 2 for the PC. And, you know, this was something that, you know, I really enjoyed a lot. I remember getting it for Christmas, received, you know, some money to be able to purchase, you know, whatever I wanted. And I really wanted a game. And even though it was my brother's system, it was, you know, we would just be able to share it. So I got Might and Magic, and it was a lot of fun. I spent hours playing it. I never beat it, but I spent as much time as I could without my brother getting upset that I was using his Sega Genesis system to play it. And so I spent a lot of time, you know, playing Might and Magic on the Sega Genesis. Now, once I got a computer, my first system in around 91, 92, I think at the time Might and Magic 3 Isles of Terra had just came out. And that was one of the first ones I got for the PC. Now, I remember playing that some, but, you know, I think the most was Might and Magic 2, which was just regular Might and Magic on the Sega Genesis that I played the most of. And the rest of the games, there were, you know, the early 90s was, you know, a real golden age for a lot of these RPGs. Might and Magic 4, Clouds of Xeen, and Dark Side of Xeen, Might and Magic 5, were, you could combine them to create the world of Xeen, which it just an enormous world that you could explore. And I never got into that much either. I remember I had them and I played them for a while, but I just don't remember spending a whole lot of time playing those. Now, the next one down the line, which took many years later to produce, was Might and Magic 6, The Mandate of Heaven. Now, that was when I was, like my later years, like my last year of college. This was back in 98. In between that time, the last Might and Magic 5 and 6, they were doing Heroes of Might and Magic. That was the big popular series for New World Computing. So when Might and Magic 6 came around, I played that a lot, and I really enjoyed that. The game was really, it was weird, it was fun. you know, but it was definitely kind of a weird game. But it was really that whole 3D world that was really interesting. And then after that, you know, I think that was my last single player game, and that's when EverQuest came out, and I got into that, and you know, everything changed from that point on. As far as role-playing games, switching from single player to a lot of, you know, the multi, you know, MMORPG games. After that, Might and Magic 7, 8, 9, those I didn't mess with, and they were just not as great quality as the earlier games. So, but during that time, the first Might and Magic, The Secret of the Inner Sanctum, came out in 1986, and it was, you know, it started everything, and it was the beginning of the series. But you know, the graphics were pretty primitive, but a lot of the interface was the same in Might and Magic 2. And there's a lot of information on Wikipedia that you can look up. I would say that Might and Magic 2 was just better done. You know, better graphics. It was just done better all around. And it was a very non-linear game. You could just, I mean, there was quests that you had to do, but you could just explore and do whatever you wanted, and it was pretty expansive. And that, now Might and Magic 2 came out simultaneously for a lot of platforms: Apple II, Amiga, DOS, Commodore 64, Mac, Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, all in 1988. And then Might and Magic 3 came out in 1991. And then Might and Magic 4 in 92, and Might and Magic 5 in 93. So, and as you know, the Might and Magic series expanded to Heroes of Might and Magic and some other Might and Magic games. And I honestly feel that, you know, that it's pretty much the whole Might and Magic series reached its peak with the Heroes series of games, which were really good. But after a while, they just kind of fell off, and New World Computing was bought out by 3DO, and then 3DO went bankrupt, and now I think it's owned by Ubisoft, and it's just kind of fallen by the wayside. But back during the day in the early 90s, the era of the boring beige box, when you had that huge beast on your desk, you know, at home, and it was a, you know, if you had a 486, the games, one of the games to play was like Might and Magic 2, Might and Magic 3, or 4, or 5, and that was, those games were incredible. I remember spending hours, you know, playing those games, and loving every minute of it. Classic RPGs, and a lot of it was on the same, you know, it was on the same lines as, you know, the Wizardry series, and, you know, it was just definitely a lot of fun. Those were the classic computer RPGs, which they were very open-ended, and there was just a lot you could do with them. So, actually, right now, I just bought Elder Scrolls Oblivion, and I've been checking that out, and that is definitely a lot of fun. The graphics are just beautiful and amazing. So, but that's the Might and Magic series. It is definitely one to check out. There's this service online called GameTap, www.gametap.com. It's GameTap, and basically what it is you can play tons of old school games for only $10 a month. It's got a great interface, it's totally legal, and it has all of the old school Might and Magic games, plus a lot of other old school games. If you just sign up and look under the DOS section, you will be amazed. So it's an old school computer game fanatic gold mine. It's an amazing series, and it's all legal. And I guess it uses some sort of emulation, like DOSBox or something like that, to play the games. But they play pretty well, and I was definitely impressed with the service. So I would check out GameTap.com, and you can play some of those old school games. Well, it's a shorter show this week. I'm just going to be wrapping it up here. If you want to contact me, you can send me an email at mattwilson247@hotmail.com. And if you want to get on the forums, just go to forums.boringbeigebox.com and sign up. Or if you're already signed up, log in and post. And just give your thoughts on retro computing and what's happening in your world. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining me this week. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next weekend. Thanks. Bye-bye.